We're talking with football coach of the Cincinnati Bengals, the head coach, Marvin Lewis. How you doing, Marvin? How's it going?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
Good, good, good. You were in the midst of your football camp, and tell me about it. Tell us, how did you get the idea, and how did it get started for the football camp?
Well, we really wanted to try and do something to encourage our young people here locally to stay interested, stay engaged in football, and it's been great, you know, to try and bring it more even almost to the inner city students and young people. And it's been this is our fourth year of it, and we're just excited with the results.
Well, I was walking in yesterday as some of the kids were walking out. I saw a lot of kids with the happy smiles on their face. What do you hope that they get out of the camp, in addition to the football training and the basics? What do you want them to get?
Well, Steve, one of the things that I try to emphasize all the time is in sports, but most importantly in life, you have to have strong fundamentals. And for these young people to get a strong base of fundamentals in their education now, reading, writing, and math, and if they do those things, you can be successful in whatever endeavor you choose to pursue later in life. And it's no different with sports, no different with football.
Yeah, I can tell you they seem to get a lot out of that yesterday. What gives you the most satisfaction when you're working with the young men?
Well, the fact that we've had a lot of young guys, and there's some girls too, that this is, you know, they've been here 2, 3, 4 years, some of them. And they come back and they have such a great time, and they remember those things about what it takes to be a good student. And when I ask them about, you know, now they're almost all by today will be on summer vacation, and what should we do during the summer? Now they all say we should read. And, you know, so those things that you're trying to impress upon them, the fact that they're retaining it and bringing that and regurgitating it back to you years later is great.
Yeah, you know that they're getting it. What is it like for the kids to have their camp right there at Paul Brown Stadium?
Well, I think it's a great experience. You know, it's one that, you know, I know as a young person their age, I never had an opportunity to walk in a professional arena of any kind, and to see the enormity of it and just how big everything is. They're getting a chance this year to sit in our classrooms, our auditoriums, and learn from our coaches. And so, I mean, it's really a very neat experience for them.
Now, it's not just you. It's a lot of coaches and volunteers. And how do you get everybody to participate?
Well, you know, it's the Pro Camps, I think, does a great job of encouraging the local high school coaches to help us out. Nobody is paying an admission price to this football camp, and these coaches are volunteering their time in the evenings, and our, you know, our professional coaches here as well with the Bengals.
Yeah, and it's a lot of local sponsors that are also involved, and
yes.
You know, it's just a community effort.
It has. It's been great. The local sponsorship has been incredible. You know, from Champion Windows and Doors to Local 12, and I know I'm going to Fifth Third, Old Spice, you know, and just a number of our radio partners. So it's just an incredible thing, and we really appreciate, we're very appreciative of this in the training service, you know, having trainers and doctor on site each night. So it's incredible.
You know, one of the things that's come up a lot has been the talk about the concussions and everything. What would you tell a parent who wants their kid to participate, wants their child to be able to play football? The kid loves football, but they're kind of concerned about all the talk about the concussions.
Well, right now it is just talk. There is no hard evidence one way or another. But my point is, we're going to be proactive. You know, the game of football is changing. It's being taught differently. We're trying to take the head element out of it. But most of the concussions occur from when the trauma that occurs when the head hits the ground,
right.
And that's going to be difficult to prevent. But we're not sure what it is downline. But we are taking, you know, huge measures to really change the game, change the coaching of it, and so forth, and the play of it. And there's a lot of positives that come out of football. That being a part of a team, it's the best team sport going. From attitude, working together, esprit de corps, starting a task, finishing a task, the conditioning element, all those things, and they far outweigh any of the other things that are occurring, but yet we've got sometimes a dim light that is being shown being applied to what really is still unproven.
Well, you know, it was interesting watching the camaraderie, not just among the kids, but also among the coaches, too.
Yeah, well, these guys grew up doing what these young people were doing, so they have the fond memories of it, and that's, again, we want to be proactive with the parents right now in saying that and promoting that. There's a lot of positives that have come out of the opportunity for young people to get together and play a sport.
Fast forwarding to the fall, where do you think the Bengals are going to make the biggest improvement this year?
Well, where we need to make the biggest improvement, I would say, is in winning, is in our third down offense and defense, and if we do those things, everything will work out fine.
Great, great. And then maybe a player or two for us to keep our eye on in training camp?
Well, we'll see. Hopefully, we've got whatever we have, 85, 86, 87 of them, whatever we'll go into camp with. But,
right.
I'm not very good at predictions.
Got it. Coach, thank you for your time. Thank you
your
commitment
thank to you.
The kids and to the community. And we look forward to working with you next year with the camp.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye now.